CFAX Victoria,
an iHeart Radio station. If it's happening,
it's here.
CFAX 1070.
This is Victoria at Noon on CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon. I'm Katie Hamilton with the CFAX 1070 Noon News. RCMP have provided an update on the two missing kayakers near Sydney. There has been no signs yet of both missing men. The current search is being concentrated further down towards San Juan Island, Lopez Island, and through the Harrow Strait. Daniel McAlpine and Nicholas West were believed to be traveling on their tandem kayak between Island View Beach and Darcy Island on Saturday afternoon when they went missing. It's Earth Day today, and BC Green Party leader Sonia Fursanoux was a guest on CFAX earlier this morning. She says legislators have to take health on the earth more seriously.
We have to really take seriously this moment we're in, and we have to start making decisions that get us to a clean energy future, but also a future where people can be assured that those necessities of life, clean air, clean water, and food are going to be there.
BC Transit is offering free fares today in Greater Victoria for Earth Day. Wildfire season in BC's central interior and Cariboo regions is off to an early start.
The BC Wildfire Service is reporting multiple wildfires south of Quesnel and east of Vanderhoof, with the largest located 45 kilometers south of Quesnel at 50 hectares in size. The Wildfire Service also reports 112 active wildfires in BC, 9 of which erupted in the last 24 hours, and none have been listed as fires of note. Last year's wildfire season was the most destructive in the province's history and across Canada. John Kennedy, The Canadian Press.
BC Ferries says they will restart engagement with ferry advisory committee members and coastal communities. The agency reviewed safety and security protocols following a serious incident last fall. Virtual meetings will take place in May, and in-person community meetings will be taking place throughout June and July. BC Ferries is also creating a new community prioritization panel that will help prioritize the ideas that help come from over the past few years. The panel will deliver a final public report by October 31st to help guide how BC Ferries reviews and makes decisions on changes needed to improve service and experience for customers. The founder and president of Victoria Cannabis Buyers Club says Health Canada continues to disappoint with the Cannabis Act. Ted Smith was commenting about the recent review of the Cannabis Act, especially the recommendations for the medical cannabis program. He says not only are medical users not getting what they really need, but they are paying more for it.
You know, not only are the products in the legal system not as potent as what people were used to pre-legalization, when there were, you know, hundreds of stores across Canada supplying people with, you know, high dosage edibles at low prices. And so that's no longer available. But, you know, if you do sign up to the legal medical program, it's mail order only, and it is more expensive than going into a recreational retail store where you can't get any medical advice.
Among the recommendations to improve patient access to cannabis for medical purposes, the report says Health Canada should permit pharmacies to distribute cannabis products to individuals holding medical authorization from a healthcare professional. Thousands of people packed the streets around Rogers Arena last night in Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Series as the Canucks beat the Predators 4-2. Vancouver police are congratulating the fans for celebrating responsibly and making it a positive experience for those who gathered. Police say the atmosphere was safe and festive, although officers did respond to several incidents of people who had too much alcohol, and one person was arrested for public intoxication. A Canucks loss at home to Boston in the Stanley Cup Final in 2011 prompted some fans to riot, smash windows, and loot stores, resulting in hundreds of criminal charges. The first day of Donald Trump's hush money trial in New York has concluded after both sides delivered opening arguments. Prosecutors accused the former U.S. president of falsifying internal business records as part of an alleged scheme to bury stories that he thought might hurt his presidential campaign in 2016. Defense attorney says Trump is innocent. Roughly a dozen members of the public were allowed to be in the courtroom today. Some lined up before dawn to get their chance of witnessing history. And a South Carolina man says he is glad to be alive after an alligator grabbed him while he was scuba diving and dragged him to the bottom of a river.
South Carolina's Cooper River is a hot spot for fossil hunters. That's what scuba diver William Georgitis was doing last week when he was confronted by a living fossil from the age of dinosaurs.
He rose up out of the water. He came at me like a lightning bolt.
The alligator, huge, he says, was ready to bite down.
And I defensively put my arm out.
The gator grabbed him and dragged him to the bottom. Georgitis stabbed at it with a screwdriver and freed himself. He's looking at extensive surgeries on his arm. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Your CFAX weather for today, mainly sunny with a high of 15, except 12 near the water. Then for tonight, partly cloudy with a low plus 4. Looking at tomorrow's weather, a mix of sun and cloud with light wind near the Juan de Fuca Strait late in the afternoon with a high of 15, then cloudy with a low of 9 near night. It's currently 11 degrees and mainly sunny in downtown Victoria. I'm Katie Hamilton. If it's happening, it's here on CFAX 1070. It's 1207.